This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. Nice to be with you. Happy Friday. My name is Nicholas Ericalis. This is the Fan of the Morning Show for the Average Joe. And on the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe, you can go to CGR Wholesale. So we got some news from yesterday involving the Penguins for the first time in a little while. I mean, they signed an assistant coach about a month ago, and now they've got Nedeljkovic back on a 2-year contract, which means now they have two goalies locked down to multi-year deals, which means we may not be seeing the end, or a new face, I guess I should say. Not so much the end. Jari's been under a lot of scrutiny. Nedeljkovic kind of came around, had a nice run there. He was a fan favorite, but how effective can he be now that he's on a 2-year contract? Maybe it gives the Penguins some security. Maybe it gives them some, at least the players, some confidence. Like when you're getting paid, at least you have more confidence, when you have job security. Sometimes it works for you, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, they're giving Nedeljkovic the opportunity to make a healthy amount of money over 2 years. And so now you really have your two goalies right now. That's what that seems like. So you're welcome to call in 412-928-9370. I may touch on that a little bit later as well. I want to focus more on the Pirates this morning because trade rumors are kind of heating up. Not so much confirmed by the team or by anybody around the team, but there's a reason why I'm starting to get excited as the trade deadline approaches. We're about a month away from that. A little over a month, I'd say. So it's really interesting. There's something that I'm very interested in that I want to share with you. But if you want to talk about Nedeljkovic getting signed, getting a 2-year deal, you're welcome to call in about that. And again, I might touch on that a little bit later if I have some time. But for the most part, Pirates this morning. I want to open with the Pirates because, again, I'm excited, and I'm excited for a specific reason. And I was kind of excited before, but there was something that just happened to me personally yesterday that made me just absolutely thrilled, you know, with conversations surrounding the team. Just for perspective on the wildcard standings, too, right now, it's a very interesting National League this year. We've went over that before. One team of the three wild card teams is under 500. That's the Padres, who are 39-40. Now, this is starting to balance out a little bit. We're starting to see that the teams that are qualifying for the playoffs are getting closer and closer to 500 than they were about a week or two ago. there were really slanted records. Now it's close. Like the Padres are a win from being back to 500. They're 39-40. The Cardinals right now are at 500. So it's Braves, Cardinals, Padres, and I guess you could count the Diamondbacks as well in there, but they're below the line right now just based on their winning percentage being 1/1000th below the Padres. But the Pirates, two wins back from being considered 500, a half game out with the Washington Nationals. They're both 36-38. And then the Cubs and Mets one game out. Giants and Reds 1.5 games out. The Rockies and Marlins deep out of it. The only two teams that are not close. But every other team in the National League is fighting for that third wild card spot, so much so that all but two teams are within two games of a wild card spot. So I'm excited for the Pirates because they've hung around enough, and I've been frustrated with losses. I've wanted them to get sweeps. I've wanted them to go on a run. But just putting it into a general perspective, they're in it, and they're there, and they've hung around longer than we've seen them hang around over the last 5 years, five seasons, six seasons. They're here. They're hanging around. They've got a chance. It's June, and they've got a shot. What specifically makes me excited, though, about this is that, you know, Crowley and Doran, when they were doing the morning show, they found some national commentators who had an opinion on the Pirates. You know, I'm working, so I see those. I play those clips. I cut some of their opinions, you know, for audio so that they can be played over the air. Not really always just fully grasping, like, okay, it's cool. These guys are talking about the Pirates. That's nice. Now it's centered my social media feed where I'm seeing these commentators now talk about the Pirates and even some online channels that I watch or that I, you know, get entertained by are talking about the Pirates. They're talking about the Pirates realistically acquiring certain guys. One I saw yesterday in particular that got my attention and made me really, really happy was that there were a couple of different, you know, channels or even like those little, you know, those little TikToks that you scroll through. Like, I'm going through there, and I'm seeing, like, there are these clips, there are these cuts of people making arguments for the Pirates to acquire players. Luis Robert from the White Sox was the specific player I saw yesterday from two different channels, two different accounts, where there were people talking about this is what the Pirates need to do. The Pirates were kind of a dark horse on Luis Robert, but now he would really accentuate their lineup. He would really complement their lineup. He may give them a more complete outfield. And that just makes me excited. The Pirates are not, they're not just pushed down to the bottom. There are people out there now, there are national people out there now, general baseball fans out there, and enthusiasts of the game that are talking about what the Pirates could realistically add to this roster to strengthen it and separate from the pack. And it seems like, I mean, the Pirates have had, you know, in recent years, just a reputation of struggling and not winning. And it's almost like a lot of these national fans as well, these national accounts, they want the Pirates to win. It's not fun when a team just gets buried out of nowhere. But when the Pirates are doing well, not only is Pittsburgh right now, I think, you know, caring a lot about it and really showing fandom, but really it seems like it's many baseball fans out there, just general baseball fans who want to see the Pirates do well. Paul Skenes might be helping a lot with that as well. There's a trickle effect from the amount of notoriety he's received, you know, when he was in college and now that he's dominated the minors and he's been pretty much dominating the majors as well. Maybe there's a lot of Pirate fans that just exist out there now because Paul Skenes is on the roster and is on the team. Either way, though, there are people that care about the Pirates. It's tremendous. It's thrilling. And it makes me happy. And I mean, I'm looking through it. I'm seeing opinions about the Pirates. I have not really seen that in a while, in a long time, in years, 5 to 6 years. So it's awesome to see. I'm glad that there are people out there, general baseball fans, that may want to see the Pirates win just because it feels like a feel-good story. I know that many of you out there who've been Pirate fans for a long time don't feel like it's a feel-good story. You've been through a lot. You've felt the lows of the losing. That's just what makes this year so much more sweet, is that you've got a pitching staff that I now fully believe can bowl through at least one round of the playoffs, one three-game series. I mean, how many rubber matches have the Pirates played in this year? How many series wins do they have? They have won a good bit of series. They actually weren't really running rubber matches there, so scratch that point for a little while. But they're not losing series consistently. They had one bad losing streak to start May. But now that's gone. That's not there anymore. They've kind of been balanced. They've lost some series, but they haven't really been swept. They've won a fair share of series, too, and they've won enough to stay in it. There's excitement there, and I'm glad. Capitalize on this now. So here's what I want. Here's what I want, because now this kind of just pivots to another point. The Pirates are in conversations for trades with certain players, or not necessarily rumors, trade rumors out there, but there are commentators out there, there are national people giving their opinions, there are baseball fans out there who are on social media who are giving their opinions that the Pirates should acquire and add certain players to distinguish themselves from everybody else. The Pirates have loaded up on prospects these last few seasons, and really there's a deep minor league system for them right now, it seems. There's a lot of big names out there that could be used as some collateral, as some leverage with other teams. The big problem I think that exists out there right now is that the Pirates may have, whether it's Charrington or if Bob Nutting's hesitant a little bit, whatever's going on, what's stopping them from adding guys? I have a theory, and this has been a theory that's been thrown out there, but I have a theory that maybe they're afraid of adding people because of the Chris Archer trade a few years ago. So what I want to happen this morning, that if you're listening, whether you're on X and you want to communicate that way through written form, whether you want to give me a call at 412-928-9370, if the Pirates make an addition and it doesn't work out or it works similarly to how Chris Archer performed, just tell me, are you going to be mad at the Pirates? 412-928-9370. And on X, at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. Now, I'm hoping that the reigning answers will be no, because my specific opinion on this, but I want the Pirates to hear it as well, while we have this medium to be able to communicate, I want to hear people's opinions on this. And I truly want the opinion as well. Do you value developing those prospects and waiting to use them rather than mortgaging a few of them for a guy that could get you through the playoffs or significantly bolster your lineup to give you a better chance of getting through the playoffs? In baseball, it's in terms of games in a series, it's 3-5-7-7. Pirates got the pitchers to get through 3 and 5, in my opinion, at this point. Just added offense, and Robert, a good defender as well. Let me know what you think, though. Are you going to be upset if the Pirates were to hypothetically trade for Luis Robert and he doesn't end up hitting well, or he struggles mightily? He doesn't live up to what you expected him to be. Are you going to be upset? My answer would be no, and I would encourage your answer to be no as well, because you can't get anywhere unless you take those risks. And guys like Robert are at first base. Guys like Vlad Guerrero Jr., Ryan McMahon, any other first baseman or guys that could play first base that are available could be worth it and really could bolster this team. And I think that's what fans are thinking right now, too. That's certainly what I'm thinking, is that maybe there's not a bad side to this. There's only upside. No, that's not real, and you know, it's baseball, and they could struggle, and things could happen. But I want to believe in the highest upside here. I want to be optimistic. I think many of us want to be optimistic. So call me, let me know. Talk to me on X, let me know. Would you be upset with the Pirates if they made a trade and it didn't work out? And I genuinely want to know, too. My answer is no, I'm not going to be upset. I'm going to appreciate that they tried. Because I think that Chris Archer trade, too, that's the last big addition that they've made at the deadline. It's been years since. I mean, that was in 2018. We're in 2024 now. So let me know what you think. 412-928-9370 and on X at Callis_33. And if you would be upset, if you feel like the future is worth holding on to and these players are going to develop and be worth more than you could get on a return from another team for a rental or maybe a guy that's got an expensive contract, let me know. All right, so let's get to some calls. 412-928-9370. I'll take a few now and then a few after this break that's coming up in a few minutes. But I will start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nick. Nice talking to you again. I think the Pirates should absolutely bring in a player and not worry about the Chris Archer trade. The Chris Archer trade was a bad trade to begin with because he was on a downhill climb 6 years ago and they gave up too much to get him. And even Tampa Bay was laughing at the trade at the time. And it was terrible. I hated it when they did it. Now is the time that you trade because you need to add something to get that offense going a little bit better and make a run at a World Series, because basically you're not remembered for being second, third, or fourth. You're remembered for winning the World Series.
So let me cut you off here for just a second. If they make a trade for Robert or somebody and it doesn't work out, you're not going to call me in a month or two and say, that was terrible, why'd they try to do that, right? Just making sure.
No, absolutely not, because now is the time to do it.
Okay.
If you're going to do it, there's always a time and a place to do something, and now is the time to buy and get rid of your prospects and bring somebody in.
Understood. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Same question to all of you out there. Would you be upset if the Pirates made an acquisition and it ended up not working out? Would you appreciate them more for taking the risk, or are you still going to be upset that they mortgaged the future a bit? Got this caller on the line now. Good morning. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
All right, Mark, what's on your mind?
So I was thinking about the Robert thing should definitely be on the table. Also, I remember the last playoff run to grab a really veteran pitcher that had a little edge to him. Well, there's one in the Mexican League pitching right now, and Trevor Bauer, it's kind of similar to AJ Burnett, so why not grab somebody like him? You don't have to give up anything. It's on the cheap.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then, Mark, just to clarify. If the Pirates went out and signed Trevor Bauer and he didn't work out with the team, are you going to call me in a month or two and be upset with the Pirates for taking a risk on that guy?
Absolutely not, because he's on the cheap. If it works out, they're going to look like geniuses.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate your opinion. And you can give your opinion as well, 412-928-9370 and on X at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. That's what we're talking about this morning. That's the big question now that I'm addressing. So if you want to call and give your opinion, you're welcome to. Phone lines are open. My Twitter is being seen by me right now. I'm looking at comments, and I'm looking at what you think. Are you going to be upset with the Pirates if they take a risk on a guy and that guy ends up not working out? I think it's a fair question. And I want to hear from you guys. Steve on Twitter. Callis, no, I want to see them make an attempt and not just another mediocre player or two. Show the fans and players you want to win now. And he's crossing his fingers for Luis Robert. Okay, so far that's three. I got three guys who've called in and said, no, I'm not going to be upset in a month or two if they make an acquisition that doesn't work out. If they acquire a guy who is intended for them to push to win now, and it doesn't work out. 412-928-9370. Again, that's the phone number. And one more time, my X account. That's at callus underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. So talk to me. Give me a call. Talk to me on X. I got to take a break. I'll be back. I'll take more of your calls. I'll read more of your posts. Coming up next on the question, would you be upset if they made an acquisition, mortgaged the future a bit, and that acquisition to win now did not work out? My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Let me give you a fan weather real quick. Well, it's on my mind, it's still going to be hot. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms, and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High of 94 today, low of 72. Going to be mostly clear. It's going to be hot. Prepare for that. Hot and sunny, clear skies all day. Then tomorrow, high of 94. Low of 73, partly cloudy skies expected. Sunday right now, there's early projections of rain, and that should cool off the area. Looks like high temperatures are going to be in the low to mid-80s next week. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Got a couple more minutes to talk to you here, so if you want to get a phone line, grab one quick. 412-928-9370. That's how you can talk to me. I'm asking, would you be upset if the Pirates made a risk, took a risk, to make an addition to the team, and that addition didn't work out, kind of like Chris Archer? I'm just trying to see where fans are. It seems like there's a lot of calling for the Pirates to take a risk. It's been a little while. That Chris Archer trade's one of the last trades that they made where they tried to add at the deadline to make themselves better, and I think that it's an important conversation to have right now because I think that maybe there's some hesitancy with the team. Maybe they don't want to take that risk, mortgage the future, because they don't want to acquire a guy that doesn't work out. But I just want to see what fans think as well out there. You as a fan right now, would you be upset if they acquired a guy and that person ended up not really working out, not performing well, not performing up to the standards that you had for this particular player? 412-928-9370. Let's take this caller on the line right now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, this is Jake in the truck.
Okay, Jake, what's your answer to this question?
I would not be mad if the Pirates added a player, but I would rather it be an outfielder than a first baseman, which might be controversial. Because I mean,
any addition that's splitting hairs. I don't mind about that. Outfielder, they need one. A first baseman, they need one. Anybody, you wouldn't be upset if they acquired anybody.
I would not be upset if they acquired anybody, because every prospect we have is that they're most valuable to the team right now, because we have three pitchers in their prime.
Very good, Jake. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So it's 4-0 right now. Four guys have called me up and said, and one on X said, nope, we wouldn't be upset. John X posts in, tweeting was so much easier. John tweets in, Callis, the real question is, will you be upset with the Pirates a month from now when they haven't made a move at all? Well, that's why we're kind of talking about this. I'm trying to persuade the Pirates, if anybody in that organization's listening or you know, cares about 5 a.m. radio, you know, I just want to get a perspective from fans, like, would you be upset in that way? And I get what you're asking there, John. But No, I'm hoping that they do, and I'm persuading them to make one because I just want to get the general sense from fans. Like, fans would not be upset, and that's pretty much the whole point. So that one's kind of a neutral take there. I'm not going to count that toward either one. But we got four right now that said no, we wouldn't be upset, and we'll take this caller on the line now who wants to give an opinion. So what's your name?
Hi, Nicholas. Terry, how are you?
Good. Terry, you got about 30 seconds, okay? Just give me your short
all
answer,
right?
Yes or no.
Yeah, definitely I'll be upset if they don't make a move because we're just not cutting it with Sawinski and Davis. They're just not doing the job right now. It's just not
right,
fair to the fans.
If they make a move, though, and that player doesn't end up performing to standard or your expectations, are you going to be upset with the Pirates?
Not at all. Not at all.
So you want them to take the risk, Terry, is that right?
Right. They have to. I mean, they got to.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that called. That's five, though. Five said no, we wouldn't be upset if they made a trade and it didn't work out. Zero said that they would be upset. So that's awesome to hear. Thank you for expressing your opinions, and hopefully the Pirates listen and understand, and maybe you're influenced by that conversation. But it's nice to see that fans, too, wouldn't be upset about that. It's nice to see that fans are embracing taking a risk. That's always it's always good to see and good to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.